Now we need to get two things. extraordinary amount of time and effort has been spent in determining whether and how the star appeared. Was it a comet, supernova, or the alignment of the planets? I neither know nor care. The important thing is that something got these men so curious that they traveled long and far to find the answer. The second is what would the original readers and hearers have understood about the story? The gospel writers were able to assume a high level of biblical knowledge when they were composing it. To follow Jesus meaningfully required studying what we call the Old Testament, but for them it was simply the Bible. Matthew or Kirk assumed that most of his readers and listeners would know, for instance, that the city of David was Bethlehem, because they knew the passage from the prophet Isaiah quoted in today's gospel. They would also know the story of the prophet Allah, and why a star would lead people from the east of the Jewish king. In the book of Numbers, about King Balaam, by knowing of the Moabites, realized that he must fight the battle hard in the Israelites. He knew he could not win in open combat, so he called the seer Balaam for help. It was through his thought that seers not only foretold the future, but could change it by blessings and curses. Balaam came from the east with his two assistants to cure the Israelites. However, he could not do it. Every time he tried, a blessing came out instead of a curse. Eventually, he prophesied about a great king coming to the Jewish people. I see, though not now, I behold him, though not here. A star shall advance from Jacob, a staff shall rise from Israel. This is a great foreshadowing. Balak's plan to destroy Israel by the pagan Balaam is as unsuccessful as Herod's to destroy Jesus by the wise men. Indeed, the Magi were prostrating themselves before Jesus and recognizing him as a king. Continuing further in this chapter, the early Christians would have also recognized the references to Moses. When Joseph, being told in a dream to go to Egypt, the slaughter of the innocents, and the return to the promised land, Matthew shows at the very beginning of the gospel that Jesus would assume all roles of Moses: teacher, warrior, and liberator. Jesus, however, is not who he was. Jesus is always beyond the classification. There's no box that we can put in. Indeed, he is not a king either. These references, however, allow us to see him in context. Matthew, however, reviews the journey of the Magi to make a characteristic observation that we will refer to many times this year. A reminder that this year we will be reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, as last year we read from the Gospel of St. Luke, and next year we will read from the Gospel of St. Mark. The star was able to take them when we so far. They got to the Holy Land, but could not continue. They needed the knowledge of the chief priests and scribes of the people to get them to the end. This had a very specific meaning for him. His community was composed of the born Jews and Gentile converts. They did not always play well together. Some believed that Christianity was simply a Jewish sect that should not venture too far from its roots. Others held that Christians formed a new religion and should act like one. Matthew was before all else a church leader, and he needed to build his community. He had to demonstrate to each side that they could learn from the other. He expresses his self-understanding later on in the gospel. Every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings to the storeroom both the new and the old. that you read that again, because you have been hearing of a whole lot. Every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of the household, who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old. The Magi represent the Gentile seekers, who knew that there was more to life than what we were experiencing, and sought out the young Jesus movement. But like the Magi, they can only get so far without the tradition of Judaism, and most particularly their scriptures. Modern people, too, can attain a sense of the divine without the scriptures. But they are absolutely necessary to reach Jesus himself. Prophecies about the place of Jesus' birth are just the first step. It is the scriptures in which they will find the tools for understanding the meaning of the kingdom, the nature of true happiness, and why they, the Gentiles, were called. If everyone who read this chapter would have understood that the chief priests and scribes of the people failed to heed the message of the angel, they told them where he was to be found, but then stood outside. They clearly needed the enthusiasm, the sense of purpose of the Gentile. This is the eternal dynamic of Catholicism. St. Augustine wrote that you have made us Lord and our hearts will be restless until they rest in you. But sometimes the very power of our bodies and the beauty of our religion can detract us from this inner meaning. It is with them to have seekers among us who pose questions, sometimes very disturbingly to us, and to point fingers, sometimes very accurately at us. It has been the custom to portray the wise men as people from a variety of backgrounds and ages. For our society, this has been one old, one black, one young. This reflects the reality of the church and our search. We do not do it alone, and we need a community to help us. When we find the Jesus we have sought, and like the Magi, we will decidedly not find ourselves